Sabres.
On demand. Follow Sabres Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabres
Radio. Now listen, my guest this evening needs absolutely no introduction. He is a Canadian music producer, lyricist, rapper, singer. Listen, there is no end to this guy's talent. He's been dropping banger after banger for many years now. He's dropped a new one, and it was only right we got him up on the show to talk all about it. Been supporting him for years now. So let's head over to Canada, and everybody say with me, Agiani or Billo time. Let's catch up with a man like Deep Jandu.
Thank you, my brother, for that introduction. That was amazing, man.
You deserve it, man. You deserve it. I can't believe it's taken this long, right, for me and you to connect, Deep.
Yes. Everything happens on its own time, man. You know, but I'm blessed, man. Thank you for having me on your show. And everybody listening, man, thank you guys so much for always showing me so much love all the years, man.
Absolutely, man. But listen, Happy New Year to you. How are you? How's Canada? How's the family?
Happy New Year to you too, man. Everything is amazing. The family's amazing. Canada is freezing cold right now. There's snow everywhere.
Yeah.
but it's good, man. It's good.
Have you kept any of your New Year's resolutions? You know, have you broken them already?
every year, you know, we say that we're gonna go to the gym and go back to working out and everything, and then after January it goes back to normal.
Tell me about it. But listen, Deep.
Man, we're trying.
We're trying, man. I've been trying for many years now. I'll get there one day. But listen, bro, first and foremost, I want to salute you, right? Because you have just been, you know, an amazing, integral part of the industry. As I said in the introduction, so mega talented. You've dropped some amazing tracks over your amazing career. You've worked, you know, with some great artists. You know, we are in the new year. You know, as you look back on your career, Deep, you know, how do you feel, man? You know, how do you feel?
I don't know, man. I feel like time flies so fast. Huh. And it's been crazy, man. I dropped my first album in 2008, so it's been, what, 12, 13, 14, almost 14, 15 years, man, since I've been making music. So it's been an amazing journey, and, you know, I don't know, I feel like I still haven't done what I wanted to do. And, you know, as much as I've done so many amazing tracks and worked with so many great people, and I've been grateful to do so many things, I feel like I have another energy in me that, you know, I still want to do more good music, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you started back then, you know, when you started making music, you know, did you ever think that you'd be here 15 years later in this position?
Never, man. Never, never. I was just speaking, like, I had a couple of my buddies over yesterday, and we were just talking, man.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the old times and everything. And we were speaking that, you know, I started making music because I love music, not to think that I'm going to become a star or my song is going to become hit songs or, you know, that love for music. That's how we started. So, you know, and that's what we always keep running after, is to remind each other that the reason why we started making music was because we love music, not because of anything else. So I feel like that just keeps us going, and, you know, to try to keep making music.
Of course, Deep. Now, was there ever a backup plan? You know, not that you need one now, right? But was there a backup plan? If this music thing, right, just fell through, you know, doctor, engineer, pharmacist, accountant, you know, was there a backup plan?
My father, and my family were good carpenters.
Okay.
So since I was a kid, I was doing woodworking with my father, you know, but I've been blessed that I don't have to do that. It's hardcore labor.
absolutely, man. But, you know...
But if I wasn't doing music, that's what I would be doing probably.
There we go. And you know, and I'm pretty sure you'd be an amazing carpenter as well. I'd get you to come and, I don't know, build a house for me. exactly, man. But bro, you know, it again, like I said, man, it's you know, you've come a long way since your, you know, debut album Nuts, which you dropped way back when. As I said, you know, you work with some amazing people. Now, one of the things that I love about you, you know, whether, you know, you're producing or whether you're singing, and we're going to talk about the two in a moment, but one of the things that we love about you, Deep, is your versatility. You know, you have shown over the years that you pretty much can turn your hand at any style, any genre, man. You know, is that difficult, you know, jumping, you know, and working different genres?
I like to experiment, man. I don't like to stick to one thing. I like to try different things.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, man, it's just, we're in the vibe in the studio making music. If it sounds good to us and it sounds good to me and my friends, then that's what we try to just stick with, man.
Yeah.
And hopefully if it sounds good to us, then the audience will like it too. You know, that's the formula we've always kept. But yeah, man, being able to jump on different things is hard, but, you know, people have shown us love for almost every, doing punk rock to hip-hop to, you know, reggaeton to everything, man.
Yeah. What comes easier to you? The production element or the singing element?
I think production is what, you know, people...
Yeah.
I dropped my album in 2008, right, as a singer, much like you said, right?
Yeah.
At that time, I was just focusing on singing. But after, you know, being in this industry and being a singer, it's very hard. You know, you have to go to music producers and you have to, you know, show them this and that. It's a real struggle. So after knocking in 3-4 producers' doors,
yeah.
I'm like, man, I'm just going to do this myself and start learning how to produce. Right?
Yeah.
I was already kind of doing it in the background because my uncle in Canada was a rapper.
Yeah.
So I would be making hip-hop beats for him when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I kind of just, like, learned the harmonium, the vajja, and what rags are and everything. I kind of mashed those two skills where making hip-hop beats and, you know, the classical Punjabi music and the rags and together. And,
yeah,
you know, it just kind of worked out well. But if you ask what's easier, I think production is what, you know, God has given me a name.
Yeah.
People got to recognize me through my production. But singing, I always loved because that's what I always wanted to do, you know?
Yeah. No, absolutely. And like you said, you know what I mean? When I first heard of you, Deep, right, you know, I just assumed you were just a producer, you know. But then, you know, I as I got to know you and I started going through your kind of your back catalogue, I'm like, man, this dude sings as well, man, you know, and everything else that goes with it. And like I said, man, just so super talented. And, you know, one of the things I do love, and I get a lot of comments here on my show, you know, we have a lot of Deep Jandu fans, you know, and, you know, he goes, the emails go crazy and the WhatsApp go crazy when I drop one of your tracks. You know, yes, you do. You know, yes, you do the kind of the commercial tracks. But a lot of your tracks, you know, that you do, as fun as they are and as entertaining and dancey or whatever they are, right, whatever style or genre, I love the fact that you know, in a lot of the songs that there is a social message in the song. Do you know, is that a conscious thing that you do, you know, when you're producing?
You know, when you're producing for other artists, you kind of have to go with what they're bringing to the table, you know, with a little bit of my input. But I feel like when I'm making my own music and my own songs,
yeah,
I feel like there should be some kind of message to it.
Huh.
For example, like songs like Up and Down that I did, yeah, talking about struggle, or something like Raj Fakina, you were kind of a girl. You know, these kind of songs, I personally like those kind of songs better, like as a listener for myself.
Yeah.
Those songs are not really commercial songs, but, you know, people have given me so much love for those kind of songs. So, yeah, I do like new songs that have a message in it for sure. I think they last longer.
Absolutely. And I think what it is why they get so much love, Deep, right, is because people can relate and they connect to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Exactly.
Absolutely. Listen, Deep, we're going to be talking about the brand new track, Sun Sajna, in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Deep Jandu up on the show. We're going to continue our conversation with him in just a moment.
It's going down, you heard me? Surface Radio.
Taking it back in time with this one. Bro, when was the last time you heard this?
Oh, my God. Where did you find that?
I have my people, man. I have my people on it.
Oh, my God. I haven't heard that in a while. I'm just sitting here laughing, listening to him.
You know, I was watching the video. I'm like, hey, nah. You know what? He still looks the same, man. He ain't changing all these years. You still look the same, bro.
Yeah, man, I was a kid, man, when I did that song.
But listen, listen, you know what? Fast forward from there, you know, to where you are now. And let's talk about this new one that you dropped for January 2024. Woo! It hit the new year with a bang, my brother. We're talking about Sun Sajna, right? You know, you've teamed up with the amazing Chitraleka Sen. Whoa, let's talk to me about this tune, man. You know, how was this track born, man? How did it come together?
You know, I made this song last year, actually, while I was in India. I was in India for 4 or 5 months last year.
Huh.
And I was in the studio with a writer called Fateh Shergill. He's really dope. You know, we've done a lot of songs together. And I had this idea with this kind of Bollywood kind of mixed with Punjabi kind of song. And, you know, he came up with the lyrics. I made the composition. We recorded it. And then the same day I was on the phone, you know, Sukhi Music Doctors, the artist.
Yeah.
He's one of my really, really good friends, man. And I was speaking to him. I'm like, man, you know, I'm in India. I need a, like some kind of Bollywood voice or a girl, female artist. And cause he works with a lot of people there, you know, and I'm going to hook me up with somebody. And then he introduced me to her, Chitraleka. And she's an amazing artist. And, you know, we got together, did the song, amazing, positive vibes, good vibes. And the song was born, man.
Absolutely, man. You know, I've been spinning on my show now for the last few weeks, and it's getting a lot of love. As all your tracks do, Deep, man. As all your tracks do. But Sun Sajna is an absolute vibe. Just so once again, for all the listeners and the fans, the track is out. Go check it out. The video is out as well. Go check it out. Amazing, amazing track. Go show it some love and show the support. And, you know, talk about videos. Do you enjoy the video process, Deep, man? Do you get fully involved into the styling, the concept, the acting, you know what I mean? Does your inner Shah Rukh Khan come out?
No, I'm not really too much into that. Like, you know, I'm a kind of guy that, you know, like sit in the studio and make music. But when it comes to like me going out and doing like promotional videos and reels and dressing up, I hate that, man. Like even to go shopping, to go shopping for outfit is like, it's the worst thing I want to do. Like I hate going to the mall. So when it comes to videos, like I just tell the directors, like, you know, you guys figure out what you guys want me to wear.
Yeah.
Bring the clothes, I'll wear them and I'm gonna perform. Figure it out, man.
I love it, Deep. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, because I'm a big guy, right? So for me to go shopping and find clothes is a mission, man.
Oh man, that's crazy. That's crazy. But listen, you know what? We're only at the beginning of the new year. I know, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, what other projects you've got coming up for the rest of 2024. But, you know, I just want to touch upon the point. You know, we talked about how, you know, you worked with so many great artists, these top singers and, you know, artists who also working with new up and coming artists as well, which I know is really important to you to show the support, you know, for the new generation that's coming through.
Yeah, I've always been like that, man. Like, I think it all comes down to like the start. Like, you know that song you played, Nutch, from those times when I was going as a singer. Like, when production wasn't even something I was thinking about. When I was going as a singer to producers and you know, when I sit down with a producer and how he would treat me because I'm a new artist. Those kind of things really resonated into me. So, you know, when I became a producer and when I see talent or a new artist comes to the studio, I completely treat them in a different way. Like, I try to, you know, when a big artist comes to the studio, he already has a name. I can give him pretty much any song with a good thing and it'll do well. Mm. But to make a song for a new artist and find what his key is, what his scale is, what his style is, and give him a song to that matches his vocals and his voice and then launch him and then it doing well, I think that's the most hardest thing, and I like doing that more. Like I like to launch. If you look at, you know, the songs I've done for people, most of the songs that have done really well have been new artists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That were literally coming to my house every day, you know, learning how to sing and, you know, telling them how to dress and do those things. And now in the last, you know, 6-7 years, they're the biggest artists in the world, you know.
Yeah.
So I've been blessed, you know, to do those things, and I feel like that's what I'm here to do. I'm kind of like a stepping stone for these artists, especially in Canada. You have all these international students that have come here and, you know, so much talent, and, you know, I feel like I'm that guy to bring them, put that effort into them and show them the way, you know?
Absolutely, man. It's a beautiful thing, Deep, man. Just keep doing your thing. We love it, you know, and we're going to keep on supporting. But you know what? I mean, you know, I don't know how much you can tell us, but what is on the cards for 2024, man?
You know, this year, I'm really focused on my own music this year. I think every month I have a music video coming out. I have a song coming out. That's the plan. I have my album coming out, which I'm going to announce today for the first time on your show. My solo album as an artist, which I have crazy features on, big artists in the game, you know, my brothers that you know, have supported me. And they all featured on this album. It's coming out on March 26th. That's the date.
March 26th, the Deep Jando album! There we go. Save that date, people.
Save that date. I'm working night and day on that album right now. You know, I have another album coming out, which is like a multi-album in between that from now and there, which is, you know, artists featuring on there, like other artists in the industry, where I'm just producing the album. Yeah. So a lot of things are happening. A lot of good things are happening. And, you know, it's a blessing.
Absolutely. Deep, just like I said, man, just keep doing your thing. Love and support for you always. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. It's been an absolute vibe. Now that we've connected, man, yeah, that's it, man. You know, we're going to keep having you back, my brother. But
I really appreciate it, man.
No worries. Well, Sun Sajna is out. We're about to drop it. And my brother, you know what? Before we wind things up and before you introduce the track, for all the fans who are locked in from around the world, man, you know, what do you want to say, man?
To all the listeners, I love you guys. Thank you for always showing me love and support. I hope you guys like this new song, Sun Sajna. Dijando, Agianio, he's been looked at. Here we go. This is Let's Go.